Close your eyes and imagine standing on the brink of a vast unknown land, knowing that the hopes and dreams of an entire nation rest on your shoulders. Welcome to Bible Glow. Today, we journey through the life of Joshua, the courageous leader who stepped into Moses' monumental shoes and guided the Israelites into the Promised Land. This isn't just a story of leadership. It's a testament to unwavering faith and the fulfillment of divine promises. Let's explore the pivotal moments that defined Joshua's path and learn how his steadfast dedication to God's commands changed the course of history. After the death of Moses, the Lord spoke directly to Joshua, son of Nun, who had been Moses' trusted aide. God's words were clear and filled with purpose. "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses." This call was a profound moment for Joshua. He had been a loyal servant, observing and assisting Moses through many trials. Now the mantle of leadership had passed to him. With God's assurance ringing in his ears, Joshua faced his first major task, preparing the people to enter the Promised Land. This was no small feat, as it required immense logistical planning, faith, and the ability to inspire a nation that had wandered the desert for 40 years. Joshua's leadership was immediately put to the test, but he rose to the occasion with courage and faith. God's next words to Joshua were ones of encouragement and command. "Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go." This divine mandate underscored the importance of strength, courage, and obedience. Joshua was reminded that success would come from adhering to God's law and remaining steadfast in his faith. These words were not just for Joshua's benefit, but also a message to the people he was leading. By embodying these principles, Joshua would set a powerful example for the Israelites. His resolve and commitment to God's instructions were crucial for the journey ahead. It was clear that Joshua's leadership was divinely appointed, and his mission was to fulfill the promises made to their ancestors. With God's commands fresh in his mind, Joshua immediately set to work. He ordered the officers of the people to go through the camp and instruct everyone to prepare provisions. "3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own," Joshua proclaimed. The sense of anticipation and urgency was palpable. The Israelites had long awaited this moment, and now it was within their grasp. Joshua also sent 2 spies to scout the land, especially Jericho. This act mirrored Moses' earlier sending of spies, but with a critical difference. Joshua's faith in God's promise was unwavering. The spies returned with a positive report, reinforcing Joshua's confidence. The preparation phase was intense, but it was marked by meticulous planning and a deep trust in God's guidance. When the time came to cross the Jordan, Joshua instructed the priests to carry the Ark of the Covenant ahead of the people. As soon as the priests' feet touched the water's edge, the river, at flood stage, stopped flowing and piled up in a heap a great distance away. This miraculous event echoed the crossing of the Red Sea and served as a powerful sign that God was with Joshua as he had been with Moses. The Israelites crossed on dry ground, with the Ark of the Covenant remaining in the middle of the Jordan until everyone had passed over. This event was not just a physical crossing, but a profound spiritual experience. Joshua then commanded 12 men, one from each tribe, to take 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan and set them up as a memorial. These stones served as a lasting reminder of God's power and faithfulness, ensuring that future generations would remember this miraculous event. As Joshua prepared for the battles ahead, he encountered a mysterious figure near Jericho, a man standing with a drawn sword. Joshua approached him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" The man replied, "Neither, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked what message the Lord had for him. The commander instructed Joshua to remove his sandals because the place where he was standing was holy. This encounter reaffirmed that Joshua was not alone. He was backed by the heavenly host. It also emphasized the holiness and divine nature of the mission ahead. Joshua's humility and willingness to submit to God's will were crucial elements of his leadership, underscoring his role as a servant leader guided by divine authority. With renewed confidence, Joshua led the Israelites to the city of Jericho. God provided specific instructions for the siege. The Israelites were to march around the city once a day for 6 days, with 7 priests carrying trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. On the 7th day, they were to march around the city 7 times, and then the priests were to blow the trumpets. When the people heard the sound of the trumpets, they were to shout, and the wall of the city would collapse. The Israelites followed these instructions precisely. On the 7th day after the 7th march, the priests blew their trumpets, and Joshua commanded the people to shout. The walls of Jericho collapsed, and the Israelites charged straight in, capturing the city. This victory was a testament to their obedience and faith in God's plan. It also established Joshua's reputation as a leader who followed God's commands unwaveringly. After the victory at Jericho and subsequent battles, Joshua led the Israelites to Mount Ebal to renew the covenant with God. He built an altar to the Lord, as Moses had commanded, and wrote a copy of the law of Moses on stones. All the Israelites, along with their elders, officials, and judges, stood on both sides of the Ark of the Covenant. Half of the people stood in front of Mount Gerizim and half in front of Mount Ebal, as Moses had instructed for the blessing and cursing ceremony. Joshua read all the words of the law, the blessings and the curses, just as it is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses had commanded that Joshua did not read to the whole assembly of Israel, including the women and children and the foreigners who lived among them. This solemn ceremony reinforced the Israelites' commitment to God and his commandments, reminding them of their identity and mission as God's chosen people. As the Israelites secured victories over the Canaanite kings, Joshua proceeded with the distribution of the land among the tribes of Israel. This task was monumental, requiring fairness and wisdom to ensure that each tribe received its inheritance as promised by God. Joshua oversaw the casting of lots to divide the land, ensuring that the distribution was guided by divine will. The allocation of the land was not just a logistical task, but a fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It signified the completion of a journey that began with the Exodus from Egypt. Joshua's meticulous attention to detail and commitment to God's instructions ensured that each tribe received their rightful portion, strengthening the unity and identity of the Israelite nation. As Joshua approached the end of his life, he gathered all the tribes of Israel at Shechem. He summoned the elders, leaders, judges, and officials, and they presented themselves before God. Joshua recounted the history of Israel from the calling of Abraham to their present day, emphasizing God's faithfulness and the fulfillment of his promises. Joshua then challenged the people with these words, "Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." The people responded with a resounding commitment to serve the Lord, reaffirming their covenant with God. Joshua then recorded these things in the book of the law of God and set up a large stone under the oak near the holy place of the Lord as a witness to their pledge. Joshua's leadership left a lasting legacy. His faith, courage, and obedience to God not only secured the promised land for Israel, but also strengthened their faith and unity as God's chosen people. His story continues to inspire and remind us of the power of faith and the importance of following God's guidance. Thank you for joining us on this journey through the life of Joshua. May his story inspire you to lead with courage, faith, and unwavering commitment to God's commands. Don't forget to like this video, leave a comment about how Joshua's story has impacted you, and subscribe to Bible Glow for more inspirational stories from the Bible.